Rabbi Leo Beck, spiritual voice for the German Jewish community, vainly attempted to meet directly with Hitler shortly after his appointment in 1933. We expect German Jewish questions to be solved on a legal basis and with the weapons of nobility, so that there will be an honest understanding of our place and our way. He was quickly rebuffed. And while other Jewish leaders recognized Hitler's deeply held anti-Semitism years before his rise to power, they repeatedly misjudged both his intentions and his capabilities. State and local government leaders were flooded with letters documenting unfair, blatantly anti-Semitic Nazi laws and deeds, hoping such knowledge would motivate a sympathetic response. Yet it quickly became apparent that such leaders were either afraid to act or were Nazi sympathizers themselves. Civil suits were filed against Goering, Goebbels, and others for acts of terror against individual Jews, and also for the boycott, attempting to play by the established rules of a modern society. Yet in courts packed with biased judges, juries, and witnesses, this plan also proved fruitless. By year's end, Rabbi Beck would prophetically write, "The end of German Jewry has arrived."
One by one, the privileges were taken away from us. And we in Stuttgart, of course, we had two little girls. My husband was a physician there. It was impossible for him to continue to have non-Jewish patients. Our whole life changed, and you lived in constant fear. Another thing that became very dangerous was that my husband had been the physician of the mayor of Stuttgart before all this happened. And the mayor had terrific confidence in my husband. So, against the law, this mayor, who was a great Nazi, sent his Mercedes-Benz at midnight to our house to pick up my husband, to take care of him, and bring him back in the morning. If that had been discovered, we would be dead. And every night I would sit up waiting for him to come home and think, maybe now this is the time when he will never come back.
On May 10th, in a brutal, calculated show of power, ceremonial book burnings were held at major German universities, targeting the educated class. Historically, the greatest threat to any dictatorship, propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels told the German people, "The age of hair-splitting Jewish intellectualism is dead. The past lies in flames." From Freud to Hemingway, to Jack London and Helen Keller, works by authors deemed undesirable by Nazi censors were burned by the thousands. When told of the destruction of her books, Ms. Keller would note, "Tyranny cannot defeat the power of ideas." For the next 12 years in Germany, she was ultimately mistaken. 100 years earlier, German poet Heinrich Heine had written, "Where one burns books, one will, in the end, burn people." The crematory at Auschwitz lay but 8 years hence.